Unit 14, The Shackles of Indian Social Caste System. Many countries have a system of social hierarchy that classifies people into different social classes, but few are as formal and visible as the social hierarchy in India. The caste system in India is similar to class structures in other countries and has been strongly practiced for the last 2,000 years. Although the Indian government outlawed the caste system in 1949, it still remains deeply rooted in the social structure of India. In the past, there were four main castes into which everyone was categorized. At the top were the Brahmins, the priests, scholars, and philosophers. The second highest caste was the Kshatriyas. These were the warriors and rulers. Third came the Vaishyas, who were traders, merchants, and agricultural workers. Lastly, the lowest caste was the Shudras, the laborers and servants for the other castes. Below the Shudras were the untouchables, who were not even considered worthy enough to be in caste. They performed menial jobs, such as the handling of dead bodies and cleaning toilets. Those belonging to a higher caste believed that if they touched one of the untouchables, they would be contaminated and would need to perform a cleansing ritual. In India, a person's caste was predetermined before his birth, since it was passed down from his parents. Not only was it nearly impossible to change his caste, the caste system also limited his choice of occupation, spouse, place to live, and many other decisions of life. Also, if one did something wrong, that person could be thrown out from his current caste and denied certain jobs. Many believe the caste system was started by the Aryans, invaders of India, who used it as a form of discrimination or intolerance against the local people. The Aryans were in the higher castes, and they put the native people of India into the lower castes. This discrimination can be seen in the traditional colors associated with each caste: white Brahmin, red Kshatriya, brown Vaishya, and black Shudra. These colors reflect skin tone, and indeed higher caste people have lighter skin. While the Aryans were light-skinned, the people already in India were quite dark. Because the untouchables are not in a caste, they do not have a traditional color. While the caste system is not thought to be religious, the Hindu religion plays a large part in it. One of the beliefs in Hinduism is reincarnation, a belief in which a soul is reborn into a new life. It is believed that actions in one's current life determine his fate when he is reincarnated. If an individual is faithful in his current life, he is rewarded in his next life with a better one. For this reason, people of the lower caste believe that if they are good, they will be reborn into a higher caste. Today, parts of the caste system still remain throughout Indian society. One aspect or life affected the most by the caste system is marriage. Laws no longer allow discrimination based on caste, and the government runs special programs to help people of lower castes. However, some of the leaders in the Indian society still support the caste system. Nonetheless, progress is happening, and the system will continue to change further in this new millennium.